U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed Wednesday his Central Intelligence Agency chief secretly met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump wrote on Twitter, "Mike Pompeo met with Kim Jong-un in North Korea last week. Meeting went very smoothly, and a good relationship was formed." The president added, "Details of summit are being worked out now. Denuclearization will be a great thing for the world, but also for North Korea." Trump had said on Tuesday the United States and North Korea had talks at the highest level. He said the two sides are considering five places for his meeting with Kim, which could take place by early June. Pompeo is Trump's nominee as Secretary of State, the nation's top diplomatic position. Pompeo has said he hopes the two leaders can have that conversation and will set us down the course of achieving a diplomatic outcome that America and the world so desperately need. He spoke last week at a Senate hearing on his nomination. Trump also said he supported South Korea's plan to negotiate an official end to the Korean War. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim are set to meet on April 27th. A South Korean official said Wednesday that peace talks are a possible subject. But the discussion of officially ending the war would need to involve the other countries, like the U.S. and China. After news reports of Pompeo's meeting with Kim, China said it welcomes direct contact and talks between the U.S. and North Korea. China's foreign ministry said it hopes the two sides will resolve tensions on the Korean Peninsula and set up a plan for peace. The two Koreas are technically still in a state of war. The 1950 to 1953 Korean War ended with a ceasefire, not a peace treaty. Trump's comments came during his two-day meeting in Florida with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Abe praised the U.S. president for his position on North Korea's nuclear weapons and missile programs. He said, "Donald, you demonstrated your unwavering determination in addressing the challenge of North Korea." The Prime Minister also raised issues of concern to Japan, including North Korea's kidnapping of Japanese citizens. I'm Mario Ritter.